Hello and welcome. This is James Maduk speaking. You're listening to a quick rant from My Small Biz University, and I'm going to be ranting about something that's, well, it's kind of pissed me off today. Not only today, this whole week, and it's this big push on membership sites. And I'm going to tell you why in this short little audio. Now, I hope you have a chance to listen through it because it's important if you have and or want a small business online. And this is what the problem is. You are going to see some of the crappiest membership sites ever devised over the next 6 months because there's a whole bunch of people pushing membership sites as the be-all and end-all for businesses. And that is an absolute load of crap. A membership site is not the right business to have if you don't have a business. Now, let me explain that. Here's the big problem. People think that a membership site is a tactic. And the problem here is that most people are trying to use tactics to build a business instead of having a strategy first. Now, let me give you a little rundown on this. Let's take a look at what's happened over the last couple years. Remember, there was blogging, and then MySpace, and then AdSense, and then Joint Venture Manager and Squeeze Pay, all these different things. It's like a trick of the week to get people to do something online. These are all tactics. What you need to do before you have tactics is you have to apply tactics to a strategy. The problem is that most people that are going to come out with these membership sites don't have a business. And what they're trying to do is use a membership model when they don't have a strategy to apply it to. And you're going to find all sorts of absolute crappy stuff coming out over the next 6 months where people are going to try and charge from almost nothing to the moon to get people to sign up to pay on a monthly basis for absolute crap. There's going to be no or little original content. You're going to find people who are making the money are the ones trying to sell software that isn't even needed to create these membership sites. You know, the membership sites that I've been creating since 1996, I've all run on free content management software that allows you to do full membership sites with all of these things that people are talking about, Web 2.0 kind of content. Don't get fooled by all of this crap. It's marketing speak where someone's just trying to sell you something that may or may not apply to your business if you even have a business. See, one of the things that's kind of interesting for me is that I believe that a membership site is the natural evolution or progression of your business. You don't start with a membership site. You end up with a membership site. I started writing about hub and spoke marketing in 2000. Your hub in the hub and spoke marketing model is your membership site. But you don't start with a membership site. It turns into a membership site as you create your own content, as you create joint ventures, as you build a library of your own materials, bonuses, connections. These are all things that go into your own authority site, your hub site. You don't start with that, and that's what a lot of people are going to do. They're going to buy a course or go to a seminar, pay too much for it, and someone's going to say, yeah, you got to have a membership site. Just pay me $97 a month and I'll even give you the software that'll make it all automatic for you. That's a load of crap. Nothing happens automatically in any business. If it did, everyone would be in business. You have to follow set principles and strategies, apply the right tactics for the goal that you want for your business. You have to work on your business and at the beginning, usually in your business, to know what's really happening, what works and what doesn't work. So if you think that you're just going to be able to flick a switch and there's going to have 10,000 people paying you $20 a month or 1,000 people paying you $20 a month or 10 people paying you $20 a month, it just isn't going to happen. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise. And you know what? You could spend your way to a whole bunch of members up front by spending a whole bunch of money on advertising to get those members, but unless you have all of the requirements of a membership site business model, you're not going to have those same people next month, and that's called churn. And you're going to see a lot of membership sites with a lot of churn. You're going to see all sorts of people saying, yeah, I got 10,000 people signed up this month. Well, you know what? Maybe they did sign up this month, but are they there next month? Is it the same 10,000 people? Are they staying members over a long period of time? Are they adding their own content, insight, and expertise, sharing it with your members? Or are they there just to find out what you're doing and then leaving the next month? See, you need more than content. You need a community, but you also need the strategies and the solutions that these people are looking for to have a successful business and membership site. You can't expect just because you have a piece of software running or someone told you that the membership site is the way to go, just because that happened doesn't mean that people are going to pay you on a regular basis. Monthly, and it doesn't matter if it's a little or a lot that you're asking for, you still have to provide value for these people in terms of the content and the community that you create for them. Now, one of the other things that, you know, continually amazes me is I've been running the membership site since 1996, where we did weekend crafts and we were streaming videos in 1996. Yes, that's true. Streaming real player videos at that time. And I've never spent money for membership site software. There's going to be people trying to tell you that you have to pay them for a whole hosted solution that does all the things that you need in a membership site. It's not true. It can be done for free with lots of open source software that's available, robust, and working today for hundreds of thousands of membership sites. So don't spend a whole bunch of money on courses. Don't spend a whole bunch of money on software. Build your business and have a solid strategy first. Find out who your customers are, what it is they want, and how you can help them first. Understand what it is they want and what they're willing to pay to get that. And then, if you find that particular market, that group of people with money to spend, and a business model makes sense in terms of a monthly recurring income and your membership site, go ahead and build it. But don't do it ass backwards and try and have a membership site just because someone told you you should have it. There's lots of ways to have a successful business online, but the first thing you have to do is have to have some goal and vision as to what it is that you want to have and why it's important for you to have it. And after that, you've got to find out if there's even a market in the money that exists in your customers' wallets and pocketbooks to take advantage of that. You're going to hear terms like Web 2.0 and content management systems and recurring billing and all of these things about membership sites, you know, user-generated content. And people are going to come up with some acronyms and they're going to be telling you all these case studies about how so-and-so signed up so many people in 12 days and now, you know, they're all independently wealthy because they have a membership site. You know what? Take a look and find out where they are in 3 months from now, 6 months from now, 12 months from now, 2 years from now, and 3 years from now, and ask them, how many members do you still have? How much money are you actually earning with your membership site? Who's creating the content? Show me some case studies then, and you'll find a successful membership site. We're going to see so many crappy membership sites in the next 6 months, it's going to be unbelievable. There's going to be people charging $1 a month. There's going to be people charging $1,000 a month, and everywhere in between. The bottom line is that you're going to see a whole bunch of people try it, but they won't be around in 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, or a year because they don't have a business. Start with the business first and then look at the membership site. Hope you enjoyed this little rant. I've seen so many people trying to sell stuff this week on membership sites that shouldn't be selling what they're selling. And what it is, it's a false promise. Membership sites don't just happen. They have to be built from the ground up in terms of your business, not a piece of software and a particular niche that someone has told you should have a membership site. So take your time and think long and hard about what it is that you want, what it is your customers want, and how you can possibly help them. And if that membership site is in that mix, by all means, go ahead. Create that business with the membership site. But if it's not, don't think just because someone told you you should do it that the sky's going to fall and you're going to become independently wealthy because it's the be-all and end-all this week. This is James Maduke speaking from My Small Biz University. You can come and check out one of my membership sites at the My Small Biz U site. Come and join the community. There's 4,000 members strong in there right now with their own profiles, their own blogs, their own ads, their own forum, and their own face pages, networking with all of the friends they're creating in my community, along with, of course, 1,000 internet marketing tutorials. Everything you need to start, build, and grow your business is inside the membership site, including free web hosting for unlimited domains, a free shopping cart, and free coaching. This is James Maduke speaking. Take care. Expect the best.